Bibles to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis 37. The title of my message today is Honor Among Fools, or Fool's Pact. And just in case you're sitting there wondering if I'm preaching to you, let me alleviate your concern. If you're sitting here and you know something that someone else is doing and it's wrong, you don't say anything, I'm preaching right at your gourd. Or if you're doing something wrong and you're depending on the fact that somebody else is your friend and they're not going to say anything, when the truth is you just want to do what you want to do, I'm preaching right at your melon. Just so you know. Just so you're not sitting there wondering. I'm here to help. Now, I admit to you, this is a frustration to me. And that's probably going to come out inevitably in the things that I say. So it's frustrating to me. I'll tell you what's frustrating to me. The fact that somebody who knows nothing and is just as much of a dum-dum as what my kids are have more of an influence over my kids than I do. That's a frustration to me. I'm sorry, it's going to come out. I don't know that I know the answer to all of it, but I'm just going to bring that out today. I'm just going to bring it out. So just in case you're wondering, I'm preaching right at you. So don't wonder anymore. Genesis 37, verse 31. And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no." And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. The evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." Let me stop for a second here. Those brothers, the sons of Jacob, right, they knew. So they come up to their father and they say, "Do you know whose coat this is?" They knew it was. They brought it there, didn't they? They were privy to information that they didn't tell their father. They made up this whole thing. And all of them were in it together. "We're not going to tell anybody." And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. He said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him unto Egypt, unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and the captain of the guard. At any single time, at any single moment, all 11 of these brothers could have said something to alleviate their father's grief, but they didn't say anything. But we can't say anything. It's honor among fools. It's a fool's pact. They went into an agreement with one another. "We won't tell our dad." When the whole time all they're doing is encouraging each other in the wickedness. You've heard honor among thieves. What does that mean? Thieves don't tell on each other. If a thief has a bank that they're robbing or whatever, they don't infringe upon that territory. It's as if there's this honor among thieves. And the whole time, all they're doing is encouraging one another in wickedness. That's all. There they are. It's as if there's a sense of honor there. It's not honor at all. The Bible doesn't teach that. Look at chapter 42, verse 36. "And Jacob their father said unto them, 'Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin away? All these things are against me.' And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, 'Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again.'" Let me stop there again. As if Reuben is such a great son. Why didn't he open his mouth and tell his dad what really happened right there? That would have been a good thing to do, but he didn't. You know why? Because he's weak. That's why. "And he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye go, then shall you bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave.'" Look at chapter 43, verse 13. "Take ye also your brother and arise and go again unto the man. God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved." All the way to chapter 49, verse 33. Here Jacob is talking to those foolish pact people. And he's telling each of them what is going to come. He's giving them the prophecy. And he goes through each one of them. He gets to verse 33, "And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet onto the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people." No,